In the Old Testament, Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10 says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." Exactly what does that mean?
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth, and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about biblical joy. There's an interesting story in the book of Jeremiah in the Old Testament in chapter 8, where we see God's reaction to the Israelites who, although chosen, had suffered severe consequences from repeated disobediences to God and violations of His law, in which they actually were breaking covenant with Him and were disheartened over it. We read in the scripture in chapter 8 that a healing and a breakthrough came for the Israelites when they were able to realize the meaning of what Ezra had told them, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." Rachel Gilson, in DesiringGod.org, writes, "Though chosen, rescued, and promised, God's people suffered through these severe consequences for their continual rejection
of him that is God and his covenant. Ezra read from God's word and recited his law to the people, recorded in Nehemiah 8, and they were shattered by the vast disobedience and rebellion. Their exile was severe, both in its brutality and how it burned into the minds and identity of the people. Who were they without the land, without the temple? How do they relate to God now? Was their special relationship also lost? Gilson continues to write, "Even still, God was willing to rebuild and restore his people. God reaffirmed to them that they were still his chosen people, and he was still their God. That is a joy that could impart strength." Now, this is a very interesting remark. Joy of the Lord can impart strength. And that's why Nehemiah 8, verse 10 says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." It's interesting to note that there is a direct relationship between joy and restoration. At first, when God convicts us of sin, we feel shame, we feel guilt, we feel regret, we feel a loss of self-esteem, and we feel internal grief sometimes. But God is the God of our salvation, and it is through salvation that restoration comes. And when restoration comes, we realize that the source of our strength, Christ himself, will kindle in us joy. He is the source of joy. And so it begins with salvation first, and then making Christ the priority of our life. We then become filled with joy. As we grow in the Word, as we grow in prayer, as we grow in fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and all is a process. We must receive it by faith, and we must acknowledge who it is who is doing it, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And what does that do? It kindles and nurtures relationship with him, and we grow in the knowledge of him. We grow in intimacy with him, and he kindles in us the fruit of the Spirit of Galatians 5:22. And what does it say? "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith." So our growth in Christ brings forth fruit of the Spirit. Now, this is the reason why we must prioritize Christ in our life. He must become number one. When we do that, we discover the way to walk in him. Why did the Israelites have such a hard time with God? Through disobedience, through rebellion, they didn't want to keep his covenant. They probably didn't even want God. They wanted to carry out their own agendas. And they had trouble understanding what God was doing in their life. God always brought correction. He's a loving father. And in so doing, he would restore. Salvation is a process of restoration. The fruit of the Spirit, especially joy, is a fruit of that process of restoration. Now, if we understand this, we can also understand that it can only come from Christ himself. So, we get born again. That's the first step. After becoming born again, that is receiving Christ into our hearts by invitation, inviting him in, and telling him that we repent sincerely of all past sins and present sins and ask his forgiveness. When we get born again, the next thing we do is seek the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Why? In Acts 1, verse 8, Jesus said to the apostles who were already born again, they already had the Holy Spirit within and the fruit of the Spirit developing in them, including joy. He said to them, "You will receive power when, not many days hence, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you." And that releases nine gifts of the Spirit described in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, if we understand that, then we can understand that the power of the Holy Spirit through the baptism in the Holy Spirit is the means of becoming an overcomer. Who is it who inherits the kingdom, the scripture says? He who overcomes. And how do we overcome? By a changed life for an exchanged life. You give Jesus your life, he gives you his life. So Paul says in the New Testament scripture, "In him I live and move and have my being." What joy to have that intimacy with Christ. And then he delegates his power to you. It falls upon you through the Holy Spirit baptism. And you say, "Well, how can I receive the Holy Spirit baptism?" Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock, it will be open unto you, Matthew 7:7 says. But notice that it is granted by asking. So Luke 11:13, Luke chapter 11, verse 13 says, "How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" So it's a simple matter of saying to Father God, "Father, in Christ Jesus' name, I would like the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Please cause the Holy Spirit to impart his baptism upon me. In Christ Jesus' name I ask it." Then believe that you receive without doubting. If you doubt, you won't get the baptism in the Holy Spirit. God wants to be trusted. You have to receive it by faith, and faith is trust. It's actually an old English word. The modern equivalent of it is trust. So Paul warns us in Romans 12:2 to be rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. God works all things toward our joy. Have joy in hope, Paul says. Look forward to the promises of God. Look forward to the blessings that he speaks of. Look forward to the joy of trusting on him and seeing him work in your life. Speaking of that same hope, in Romans 15:13, Paul continues, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing." The word there, believing, means trusting on Christ. It continues, "that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." Even if you fall into stressful circumstances, continue in rejoicing, having joy in the hope that you have on Christ. James 1:2 tells us that. "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various testings." In Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, we read, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice." This is Paul's letter to the Philippians. He's emphasizing it. He mentions it two times in one verse. Rejoice, have joy. In other words, in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. That is, have joy. God is not a man that he should lie. Numbers 23:19 says. It also goes on to say, "Let God be true and every man a liar." So if God is obligated to perform all of his word and all of his promises that he has spoken and said he would do for you, is there any reason not to rejoice? To have joy? Of course there's reason to have joy. For we know that God performs His word. He said that to the prophet Jeremiah in chapter 1 of the book of Jeremiah. You have done well, Jeremiah. I am watching over my word to perform it. God will perform His word for you. So Psalm 118 verse 24 says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Hope fulfilled brings joy. In Psalm 16 verse 9 we read, "Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope." God does not want you to give up. God does not want you to be discouraged. And God does not want you to be continually sad. God wants you hoping on Him. He wants you to walk with a glad heart, the scripture says. He wants you to enter His rest, Hebrews chapter 3 says. And then we know that that is done through hope. Just being convicted and believing that God will do what He says. And that will bring you gladness. You will rejoice. And you will not be defeated. John speaks about this in chapter 16 of the Gospel of John, verse 22, and listen to what he says. "And you now, therefore, have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man takes from you." This is the Lord speaking. Your heart shall rejoice, that's a promise, and your joy no man takes from you, that's a promise. Notice, here the Lord gave three promises. One, I will see you again. Two, your heart shall rejoice. Three, and your joy no man takes from you. Earlier in this broadcast, one of the major points I made about receiving joy, having joy, and rejoicing in it was that it comes through our salvation and then making Christ number one in our lives, the priority of our life and faith walk. This is confirmed by His words in John 16, 22. Very, very important. Let me say it one more time. "And you now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man takes from you." You see, Jesus is giving us a message that we must have joy through our salvation because our salvation brings restoration to us. It brings wholeness to us. It brings integration of our soul life and our spirit man. It brings wholeness. And it all is a matter of walking with God. It isn't a matter of self-effort. It's a matter of yielding and trusting on the Lord. So Scripture tells us, those who hope on the Lord will not be disappointed. And 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 16 says, rejoice evermore. Just keep rejoicing. That is the joy of the Lord. He is with us every moment of our lives. He walks with us. He talks to us. He uplifts us. He carries out His word for us. He gives us His Spirit and continual revelation to overcome. And He is faithful. Yes, I know we can get discouraged sometimes and feel like we want to walk away and give up. But guess what? The New Testament scripture says, when we remain faithless, He remains faithful. God is faithful. And when we remain faithless, He remains faithful. So 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, "Rejoice evermore. The joy of the Lord is your strength." Now let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? He is the source of all joy and all strength. If you don't know Him, you can. And I invite you to pray this simple prayer with me, which will cause you to know Him, and through which He will reveal Himself to you as a living person. He says, "I stand at the door and I knock." That's the door of the heart. "He who hears my voice," that's the tugger desire to know Him, "and opens the door and invites me in," He says, "I will come into him and fellowship with him, and he with me." Are you ready? Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you, being willing to turn from your sin. The Lord Christ Jesus will do all the rest.
Say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen."
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.